USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With inflation continuing to be a disaster to the American people, Federal Reserve officials have indicated they are likely to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point later this month. That's for the second straight meeting. The policymakers will meet on the 26th and the 27th of this month. A shooting in a mall in Greenwood, Indiana last night took four lives, including the suspected gunman, who police say was shot by an armed citizen almost immediately when he began firing in the food court. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Four people died after two single-engine planes crashed into each other at the North Las Vegas airport on Sunday. One plane was landing, one was ready to take off. Two people were on board each plane. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Arizona and Texas are giving Washington lawmakers a taste of their own medicine.
As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says more needs to be done to help with the situation, but believes it shouldn't fall on local taxpayers.
Well, local taxpayers are not picking up the tab and should not pick up the tab. And we really need a coordinated federal response. We know that it's done for refugees who come to the states from all points of the world. And the same has to be done in this situation.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA and the Russians have announced continued cooperation. NASA astronauts will go back to riding Russian rockets under an agreement announced Friday, and Russian cosmonauts will get rides to the International Space Station with SpaceX beginning this fall. U.S. astronaut Frank Rubio will launch to the space station from Kazakhstan with two Russians in September. The agreement ensures that the space station will always have at least one American and one Russian on board to keep the ISS running smoothly. After President Biden's Middle East trip last week, Saudi Arabian officials and the Biden administration sound more like divorce lawyers than problem solvers. With the president returning empty-handed, Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
He messes up on saying it's to honor the Holocaust instead of talking about the horror of the Holocaust. He messes up when he's trying to pronounce the tent, the building. He goes out and he fist bumps the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Seriously? I mean, I didn't know we were pals and buddies like that.
Yeah.
And then he comes out, and the White House comes out, Mike, and says that Saudi Arabia is going to increase production. And then the Saudi prince comes out and goes, well, actually, no, because 13 million barrels per day is a cap, which, duh, they're going to keep the prices as high as they can get. It doesn't make any sense. This administration is honestly a disgrace.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.